Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't sleep on the radio.com app. Download it on your phone if you haven't already. You can use the rewind function to go back 24 hours in case you missed something.
It's fantastic. You know, during the coronavirus, there's been different programming. And over the weekend, I was in my car for a few minutes. I don't even know. I can't even remember where I drove to. Probably to a drive-thru. And I heard Super Bowl One on our station.
Super
I listened
Bowl
to it. I was like,
one?
What is this?
Wow.
They were playing. All of a sudden, I heard the play-by-play announcer talking
Hold
about
on.
Bart Starr.
Yeah. So it's the Packers. Let me guess. It was Super Bowl One Packers Chiefs? Is that right?
I didn't
right?
even pay that much attention. I was just like,
I think that's
my
right.
My wife actually asked me, what are we listening to? And I said, I'm not sure. And I had to wait until the play-by-play guy mentioned Bart Starr to say, they're playing an old Super Bowl.
A few days ago, I heard the Cardinals Steelers Super Bowl. Now that's going back, but it's not going back to Super Bowl One. that's going way
Cardinals
back.
Cardinals Steelers, that was like 09. Oh,
what's
I mean,
the rationale for that? What, like, is there anyone that wants to hear that?
Westwood One is playing old games, I guess.
They have been for like the last 2 months after your shows. So they've been playing classic games, and obviously Super Bowl One is a classic game.
Running classic out. Game? Come on.
If they're going to Super Bowl One, they're you officially at the bottom of the pile.
They've played like 50 games.
Right.
It's the last one. It was the last weekend.
Well, I know this. Our World Series Rewind is going to end in 7 days because that's all we've got left.
Yeah.
We've milked the season.
You know, we're going to milk them. We're going to milk those 7 days. Don't think we're not.
Unless we recycle and go back to the beginning of the season again.
You want to do the rewind of 2018? What a dreadful year that one was? We could do that.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys watch part two of Lance? I didn't watch it. I taped it.
I recorded it, yeah.
I didn't even know it was on.
I recorded the first part two, so I got to watch both of those.
Oh, you haven't watched either?
Yeah.
Got you.
You'd like it. You're a Lance guy. You know, just behind the scenes.
Not now.
Yeah, nobody considers himself a Lance guy in 2020.
Yeah,
not even Drab, who
Jason
loved Lance.
Liked him. Jason liked
him. Yeah, but you can't associate yourself with him in 2020.
Okay, I liked him before I realized he was an awful dude.
you can't walk around saying you're a Lance guy.
Yeah.
Or saying other people are Lance guys.
I mean, I still have the SI signed in the basement, but
I still maintain if Lance showed up at the station, Jason would wait for an hour to get his picture taken.
Oh, I'm sure he would. I know he would.
Right.
I mean, he waited an hour and a half for Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
I know, but she's hot.
Right. I saw you wait for the Big Show or whoever it was.
Undertaker.
They're all the same to me.
I don't know if I waited for him or if I came in early. I think
you
I came
in early.
How long did Jason wait for, like, the third most popular One Direction guy? Was it Niall Horan?
Niall Horan.
How long was that?
That was probably an hour.
Was that for a picture or an autograph?
Well, that was for a picture to send to my daughters because they idolize him.
Right.
Yeah.
I
got to
tell
no
you,
doubt.
And I'm sure that, you know, you guys are all getting the tweets on social media. A lot of people tweeting us at Junks Radio. First hour and a half, very heavy talk. It's much better talking about this.
Yeah.
It'll be much better when we're
talking
about sports. What I told people is, yes, we have to talk about these issues from time to time, but we'd much rather be poking fun at Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. Why? Is there something new with Kirk?
No,
he's just saying sports, something sports
related. No, just the Photoshop of his jerseys being left when people in Minneapolis looted.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was a terrible Photoshop, but it was a funny concept.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
You would bypass the Kirk jerseys and take everything else.
No, you could insert any name there. Kirk Cousins.
Valdez.
We've made fun of Kirk Cousins, you know, for years. You could insert RG3.
Is this the week? This is the week where the PGA Tour returns, correct?
The 11th, no. Next week.
Next week.
Oh, yeah. I know. One more week?
Yes.
I mean, what are we waiting for?
I'm upset that I got duped by Jason's homemade hat, that I thought that was a golfdom lid.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what was I
going to
do? GD golf? I mean...
I can see why you'd say that.
What was it again? Something donkeys?
Glorified donkeys.
Glorified donkeys.
Yeah.
How is that a golf reference?
I don't know.
I guess because they carry bags.
Yeah,
the
podcast is called Real Life Caddy Podcast, and they just tell stories about, you know, looping for, you know, superstars at Pebble. But
sounds interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what he. I know he told me the reason that they call it glorified donkey, but. I can't, because we were on the course and we were kind of going from hole to hole, and he was trying to explain it.
He wasn't, yeah, trust me, he wasn't.
I was just making sure I was hitting greens.
He was thinking about what silly entree he was going to get at the dinner.
Yeah, the crazy donkey.
Right.
At the tap room.
All right, let's go to Tommy in Germantown. Tommy, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Hey,
just a quick. Story. I worked at Rio for Washington Golf Center as a club fitter for 15 years. And to get to the bag story, we were playing Little Bennett, and I was playing with local pro.
Right.
And a rep, head rep for TaylorMade and Cleveland, and all our bags had our name on it. And, excuse me, on the sixth hole, the pro that I was playing with took my bag and turned it around so my name wouldn't face out.
Because it was too embarrassing.
It was like kind of embarrassing because, you know, I'm standing there. And I said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Man, I'm telling you something right now, buddy." He says, "You're butchering it, and your name's on the outside. And we have recognition, and we have to uphold our recognition. We got the guy that represents major companies. You're playing their equipment, and they're looking at you thinking you can't hit the ball out of your shadow."
How do you become a club fitter then if you – wait, what are you, about a 10 handicap, 15 handicap? What are you?
You want me to lie?
No, I want the truth.
No, that's true. Well, I grew up I'm playing golf when I was a kid. We used to go to Congressional and hit in my baseball uniform. So I grew up with my uncles being affiliated with it. But to be a handicap, a lot of common sense, really. I mean,
slow down. I just want you to answer. What's your handicap?
Yeah, do you keep a handicap?
Oh, yeah.
Or an index?
What is your handicap?
Well, when I played a lot, it was a 4.
Okay. Right. Okay. So now you're a 10 or something?
Well, you can. Yeah. I mean, I'm up there in age. I don't play as much. And
right.
And yeah. Time adds to your handicap. I promise.
No doubt. Absolutely.
Your short game, your putting, everything. So
everything falls apart.
100%.
Right.
100%.
Yeah. But to get back to it, there's when you look at someone that on 6'8". And if someone that's 5'6", of course, that's the obvious, that you're going to fit someone that's going to be different than that right there. And it all starts, believe it or not, with the hands. Mm-hmm. If anybody fits you, it starts with the hands. And that's very important. And if you have a small hand, yada, yada, yada.
Right, like Lurch.
Like Rom.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. Like Buck Williams came in from Maryland, and I had to fit him with like supersized grips just to begin with. But it goes from there. The fitting is all subjective. It is very subjective. But if you break it down, but the lie angle. When I used to have people come in to do fit for clubs, they would come in and I'd look at their swing and I'd tell them, "Go get a lesson, because your swing's going to be completely different."
Because your swing's jacked up.
I mean, Valdez.
He's a nice man.
Come on.
I can't take this.
Thank you, Valdez.
Everybody.
I mean, are you okay?
Right.
Everybody's Tommy. Off their game.
Yeah.
Be more
you got
funny.
A pandemic. You got protests. You got riots. I mean, nice man, but I'd
rather talk about club fitting than riots.
It's true.
Kidding me?
Lie angle. Who wants to talk about lie angle?
Not me.
Well, the way they do club fitting now, you don't even there's not even that much human involvement, right? I mean, you could just read the numbers and figure it out. They make it a lot easier.
Plug, I love it.
Yep. All right, so we don't have golf this week. Golf. I assume they still are. They running NASCAR? That doesn't stop. Right?
There was a race last night. I tuned in for literally 2 minutes.
Oh, you did?
They were on their 15th caution.
Really? Why? Because of rain or accident?
I just said I tuned in for 2 minutes. I don't know
well,
why.
You could tell if
all
it was
of
raining.
The cautions. It didn't appear to be raining.
Yeah.
I would guess a carburetor fell off, so they needed to throw out the caution flag. I don't know.
Yeah.
Pedro would know. He
where were they racing?
Every lap.
Where were they racing?
I'm gonna guess Charlotte, but I could be incorrect on that. Think it was Charlotte. Because yeah. They did the wacky, like, four races in, like, 11 days.
Is there anything to look forward to watch this week, then, if the golf starts next week? Is it still just sort of the same old nothing?
Same old stuff. Same old replayed old sports.
You can watch Bundesliga if you're into that, which
I don't
think
you
are. I did see a few minutes, and I agree with you. Like, I listened to it. I thought it was old because I heard the chants.
Right.
It sounded exactly like a regular game with full stands.
Right. If you just, you know, walk through the room and didn't really pay attention,
yeah.
You just like a regular soccer game with a bunch of hooligans in the stands, it sounds normal.
It was very well produced. I only watched it for like 2 minutes, but I watched it enough to make sure that it was current, that I wasn't watching a game from like 2 years ago.
Right.
And then when I saw like a goal kick and nobody behind them in the stands, it's like,
yeah.
Man, they're doing real, because it was nonstop chanting underneath.
Right. I told you. Now, I don't know if I'm pro piping it in an NFL stadium.
I think I'm pro.
Crowds.
I'm
I might
pro.
Be pro. I might be a pro crowd noise guy now. I've turned the corner.
Kicks, I know you weren't watching the Rocket Mortgage from last year, 2019.
Yes, you're correct.
In
I
Detroit.
Didn't watch it last year either.
That's what I watched yesterday, final round, because Nate Lashley won it. And the story behind Nate Lashley is when he was in college, his parents and his girlfriend at the time died in a car or a plane accident.
Oof.
The father was flying the plane from let's say Wyoming to Arizona or something like that. And the plane crashed. Parents died and the girlfriend died.
Well, I kind of remember that.
And a couple of years later, he wins a PGA Tour event.
That's crazy.
Actually, it might have been a year later.
Do we want to go to Pedro? He was on, and shockingly enough, I believe he watched every single lap of the NASCAR event. He can fill in all the blanks.
Bristol, Tennessee.
Bristol, okay.
What's unique about that is Bristol is actually, one side of the street is Tennessee in the main street, and the other side is Virginia.
That's right.
Right down the middle.
Didn't Virginia Tech and Tennessee play a game there a few years
exactly
ago?
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
And yesterday, the part that you tuned in for was probably one of the more exciting parts.
That exciting.
Well,
I'll
as
be
they
honest.
Were going to the end of the race, Chase Elliott and Joey Logano literally door to door. Elliott tries to make a pass on the inside, loses control of the car, slides up the racetrack, puts Logano into the wall, knocks both of them. They were first and second, knocks both of them out of contention. And then there was some tension in the pits immediately following the race as Joey and Chase had a conversation.
Well, I turned it on and it said 42 laps to go, 15th caution.
Well,
and
it's
then
a small,
I immediately turned it off.
Obviously, it's short track, so they are literally bumper to bumper the entire time. Plus, you had some lap guys getting in the way, which never helps out there on the short tracks because there's just not very far to go to be able to pass anybody out there. But it ends up being an exciting finish, and Brad Keselowski literally stole a victory for a second time since they've come back from the pandemic at Chase Elliott's unfortunate loss again. So
all I know is I need some fresh new poker content because I'm getting tired of, and Amy Auville's getting tired of watching Dario Sammartino have somebody come over and call the floor on a disputed hand late in the WSOP from 2019. I mean, I need fresh poker content. I'm not going to lie. I'm desperate for it.
Well, it's going to be a while. It's going to be a while, my friend.
It is going to be a while. You're right. It sucks.
Unless you like watching poker tables with partitions.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to throw a date out there. I'm going to guess we're going to be seeing live flops no later than August 1st in Maryland. I'm going to say August 1st. I'm just throwing that date out there. I have no intel from my man Johnny Grooms at MGM National Harbor. I'm just guessing by August 1st, you're going to have casinos back open, maybe in limited capacity, and hopefully we'll be seeing flops by then. That's just a guess. Well,
didn't
throwing
Vegas,
a dart against the board.
Didn't Vegas already open? I guess in a limited capacity, but
some spots have, yes. Yeah. I don't know if poker rooms there have opened, but I know that poker rooms in some parts of the country have reopened. In Florida, open.
All right, it's coming, but like you said, it could be August, could be September.
But again, I need fresh poker on TV because right now it's scraping the bottom of the barrel. There's nothing.
Have you been playing those weekend poker games on PokerStars?
I played, I think it was Friday night. We did a $60 buy-in, and I got knocked out with the quickness. I mean, I couldn't have lit the $60 on fire any quicker. I think I was out in like 45 minutes.
My buddy has a game tonight if you want to play, Kix.
Always like to see the frops.
Let me guess. It's an 8:30 game or a 9 o'clock game.
I think it's like at 8 or something. Like
man, guys love late to start games super late, even during the pandemic. How about you start at 7?
All right. We are going to talk a little NFL.
Or Bill noon. Polian.
Right.
Bill Polian's going to join us at 8:40. Longtime NFL exec, GM of the Bills, the Colts, the Panthers. We will get into it with him coming up at 8:40. And then at 9:20, Antonio Daniels is going to join us, one of our favorites. Usually talk NBA hoops with him, but he put out a really powerful message a couple days ago. We retweeted it at Junks Radio if you want to check it out. So that's coming up at 9:20 here on the Junkies. Washington.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Got Bill Polian joining us in 15 minutes to talk all things NFL. I think the NFL is going to start on time, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
If it's up to the NFL.
100% they're going to start on time.
I think the NBA is going to come back. We talked about it this weekend on our Saturday shift. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you're not there on Saturday, I think I'm going to opt out. CK like sent one of those emails. This is one of those deals where it's a tough spot. Like, you want to be a team player, and I've done every weekend shift. Mm-hmm. At the same time, wouldn't mind a weekend off. And CK sent out one of those emails like, hey, if you need a break, just let me know.
Right, right.
When did he send that? This morning?
No, that was maybe Thursday or Friday. It was before the weekend.
Right. Is that why Duke's moved to Sunday, Drabby, because they had to sell your candle?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So Duke's
how did that
Sunday
go?
Was it a sellout? I'm assuming it was a sellout.
It's hard to sell 300.
Yeah, I mean, it was 300 candles, and we only did it in a store. So, no, we didn't sell out, but we sold a lot. So
very good.
How do you get it to smell like Mountain Dew? Do they actually use Mountain Dew?
You know what? I have no idea. He has
No one asked that?
Can you give a little background on this candle? I did see a picture, but for the majority of listeners, they don't know. I guess this Big O and Dukes thing.
Big O and Dukes, the podcast I do with Chad Dukes in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. They always give me a hard time. And a couple of years ago, Dukes had a painting commissioned of me shirtless and naked with my man boobs and dressed as Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs.
And you're performing the tuck.
The tuck. It's the most hideous.
I can't believe I was just, so embarrassing.
It's just the worst thing in my life.
It's a gross picture.
Right, yeah. Right.
So he did this whole thing like, hey, we're going to make this candle of our other co-host, Oscar, and sell it at his store. Well, right. He did a big swerve, and he unveiled Oscar's candle, and it was not that. It was a candle of the Buffalo drab painting, once again, that has been brought back into my life.
Yes.
So
it's haunting you. It haunts you.
The swerve. I keep getting tricked with this dumb thing. Yeah, this is my nightmare.
Yeah. Is it, or do you like the ADs?
No, I'm not. I like ADs, like, if we're booking cameos and doing that kind of stuff.
Not
the
for
ADs
this.
I like.
Now, is the picture of your man boobs, is that an accurate picture, or is it just a painting?
I think it's enhanced.
It's an artist rendition.
Yes. There is an unflattering photo of me that's very similar to that.
Right.
But I think he took creative licensing.
So how many of the candles were sold, you know?
Oh, I like 150 or something. I don't know.
Like 25 bucks a pop. I might have to get in the candle business.
Apparently, the candle maker is Brett Michaels' guitarist, Cakes.
That's right. I heard that. I heard that over the weekend.
And I met him, and the whole band was like in studio with us, besides Brett.
I'm so jelly. Love me some Brett Michaels, not Meaty Thighs.
Not Meaty Thighs.
No, who was the guest? He used to call Meaty Thighs Brett Michaels at one point.
And he was also a guest on the EB and Cake show over the weekend. Nice. Just to let everybody know, in case you missed it.
And Pete said that Brett Michaels would probably remember Cakes because he remembers every person he's ever met.
What?
He's like one of those guys, So
again, Brett Michaels is the nicest person in rock and roll. He just is. And the guys from OAR are a close second. They're right there. But Brett Michaels, I mean, that's my guy. That's my boy.
You got a soft spot, don't you?
Soft spot right in the right mushy spot right here in the ticker.
The guy invites you into his trailer for an hour.
How dare you? It was his luxurious tour bus.
It was a bus.
Trailer. Yeah. Get out of here. It was his tour bus. It was me.
And fully stocked bar, I'm sure.
It was me. It was Oscar Santana. And it was Brett Michaels cracking Coronas post-poison gig at Jiffy Lube Live.
No women in the tour bus at the time?
Zero women.
Any sense that there were going to be some women in there later?
I would imagine. I mean, it's Brett Michaels. I mean, the guy's a stud. Right. Of course there are going to be women in there later.
Right.
But he wanted to crack a few cold ones with his boys, Oscar and Cakes.
By the way, Valdez and Drab, the boys behind the glass, want to talk about their cameo business.
Oh,
apparently it's been on fire. I did see you guys did an EB skit.
I did see that.
We debated turning it down for about half a second.
Okay.
But our new business plan, our income generator.
Yes.
Yeah. I think our skits.
Skits.
Yeah.
Skits
like whose line is it anyway type skits.
Right.
All right. Give me more of an example.
I don't know if Eric watched it. He's maybe pretending like he did.
Can we play some of the audio?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Can we play the audio?
Yeah. So to set it up, though, we had a listener who wanted me to be EB currently and then Drab to be EB from 2 months ago about the coronavirus.
Okay.
And so we did dueling Eric's back and forth.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't think I'm ever going to see Mom again. It's over. It's okay to see your mother as long as it's outside. The sun kills every germ known to man. We need to go home. We're never coming back to the studio. This is a disaster. Did you see the study they did in Liechtenstein about the herd mentality and what they did there? If the U.S. would just adopt what Liechtenstein did, then we'll be okay. I've seen the studies. The studies say 5 million Americans are going to die. This is serious. Drab and Valdez, you guys stop laughing at me. This is a deadly pandemic. Those 5 million deaths are outliers. Hey.
They're really proud of their skit. What was the skit that I caught you guys doing on Thursday or Friday when you thought you were off mic? What was that skit?
We were preparing for someone to mask shame us. We weren't wearing our masks in public.
The best part about the whole thing is that they're distraught that AWOD is still skimming a third of their profits, the cameo profits.
Oh, yeah, we paid them out on Friday.
Yeah, reluctantly, but we did.
Painful.
Yeah, and then he did this half-ass sizzle reel.
Yeah. Now, for your skit, for your skit where you goofed on me, was that requested or that was just your own bit?
That was requested.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. We don't do our own material.
So they requested the flip-flopping camera.
Yeah, I think it gave us the premise.
Wasn't it requested by Blake Jiffen?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys remember last week that Valdez said Drab will shame you if you request that? Mm-hmm. I don't even remember it. But then Hagerstown Steve requested for Drab to talk down to him.
Oh yeah, you gotta hear this.
It was really weird, but we'll do it.
So Drab
was a dominatrix.
Yeah,
I think we did a story
that's funny
about spite porn and spite cameos.
Yeah.
Drab's actually natural.
Yeah.
You are Hagerstown trash. You are the worst person in Hagerstown, and that includes the Yukon murderer that was just picked up the other day. You're probably friends with pieces of like that. You are a disgusting pig like Matt Valdez. Right? You are nothing but a producer simp. You do whatever we say, and you are trash.
You guys are doing this for
$20.
I had a stress ball in my mouth, like I was being gagged and balled, whatever it's called. Ball and gag.
Love doing skits.
Are you doing these from the studio, every single one?
Yeah.
And then somehow Adam got a third of the money.
Adam got a third of the money after I was gagged.
Yeah, you're a gimp. Importantly,
I had a gimp mask on, and Adam got $100.
It's our dumb cameo.
Can people book it?
Search Junkies Producers on Cameo.
Yeah. And by the way, big Father's Day push coming up.
Yes, here it is.
That should be a huge cash cow for us.
So definitely. The idea is just pitch the guys a skit idea, and then you will act it out. We'll most likely do it.
Yeah, we usually do them like on Friday after the show when there's not much going on, if we can do them later in the week. And so then we paid out Adam, and then he sends us a message like, "Hey, thanks, guys. Let me know if there's anything I can do."
Right.
He got a big, fat payday.
For doing zipping.
For doing nothing. He hasn't been here in 5 months.
You guys need to ace him out of that equation. There was a big discussion about it. That's his specialty. Even when he's in studio, he gets paid for doing nothing.
Right.
Somehow he's running that scam. All right. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Bill Polian. Longtime NFL exec, was a GM of the Colts, the Bills, the Panthers. Bill Polian next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on TV on NBC Sports Washington. Remember, coming up at 9:20, Antonio Daniels, former Washington Wizards player, current color analyst for the New Orleans Pelicans. He'll join us. Had a really interesting tweet about what's going on in the country from his perspective as an African-American. So you want to listen to that coming up at 9:20. But joining us right now, we're happy to be joined on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by Bill Polian. 24 years as an NFL exec, six-time NFL Executive of the Year,
now hosts the Inside Football podcast with Bill Polian. It is the aforementioned Bill Polian. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for jumping on. You know, we've been doing this show for, I guess, as long as you're an NFL exec. We've been doing it for 24 years. And one of the biggest arguments we had years and years ago was who would you rather have, Peyton Manning or Ryan Leaf, before the draft? And I got to admit, I was a Leaf guy at the time. Tell me why you went with the right choice, Peyton Manning.
Well, first of all, good for you. You are in a distinct minority who are willing to admit that they were for Ryan Leaf. A lot of Leaf. People now have amnesia.
Right.
The reason was simple. When we did all our work and figured out what both players were like, it was very obvious that Peyton was much more mature, much more able to handle what was going to be facing him as an NFL quarterback than Ryan was. And that was the key difference. Now, that I said that in one sentence. In fact, when I arrived in Indianapolis in early January of 1998, the scouting staff was split right down the middle, 50% for Ryan Leaf, 50% for Peyton. And so I said, all right, we're going to go back to the drawing board, look at every pass every one of these guys has thrown in their college careers and do a complete and total run through and make sure we understand what everybody's all about. And then in the end, when we sort of hit mid-March after the individual workouts, it was pretty clear that Peyton was the guy.
What did you notice specifically about those throws at the collegiate level when you
compared? Well, there was so much nonsense out there, some noise out there. For instance, people said Peyton had a weak arm. Well, we went down and worked him out, and he didn't have a weak arm at all. In fact, his arm was somewhat stronger than Ryan's. He threw a heavier ball, more rotations on it. There was to this day, I don't understand. People said, well, he's a product of the system. The system hasn't been as good since he left Tennessee, so right. I don't know what that meant. I still don't. And, Ryan was a guy who got a lot of publicity. He was represented by Lee Steinberg, who is genius at creating publicity around his players. And when it was all said and done, Peyton was clearly the better choice.
What about his wobbly ball? One of the guys on the show always was amazed by the fact that he didn't necessarily throw the greatest spiral.
Well, it got there all the time. That's number one.
That's true.
That's what's important. And second, it was just a mechanical thing. Occasionally he gripped the ball too hard, and if he gripped it hard, it would wobble a little bit. And Tom Moore and Bruce Arians got a hold of him, and they cleaned it up in about a day.
Wow. When you look at Joe Burrow now, are there any similarities to maybe not to Peyton, but to any of the other guys, any of the other stars in the league now? Do you see those?
Well, there are similarities to Peyton. There really are.
Yeah.
He's much more mobile than Peyton was.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, the accuracy, the anticipation, the calm demeanor, the competitiveness, he's got the so-called intangibles that every great quarterback has. I mean, that comes shining through when you watch the film.
Yeah, he's going to be fun to watch. All right, what about Dwayne Haskins? We talk about Haskins, it seems like, every hour on this show. The expectations with the new system and the new staff, Scott Turner coming in and working with him, still doesn't have a ton of offensive weapons in Washington, Bill. I thought that they would do more in free agency that way. They tried to address a couple of those positions in the draft, but can you give us your take on Haskins and the upcoming season, your expectations for him?
Well, let's take the overview first. You got a great coach in Ron Rivera. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina, so I've seen him work up close and personal for a long time. He's a great, great coach. You have, with Jack Del Rio at the helm now, a defense that went from unreliable to pretty darn good, and I wouldn't be surprised with the addition of the Chase Young to see it become dominant before the season's over. They've got that kind of talent They added talent, and this is a really good defense. So you're going to be in a lot of games. How many games did you lose because you couldn't hold the lead? Mm-hmm. I've lost count.
A lot.
The last 3 or 4 years, a lot, yeah.
Right, right.
So that's the number one point. Number two, I think the offense is a work in progress. McLaurin's a really great player. I don't know if any of the others could be categorized that way other than Adrian Peterson, who's on the 16th hole of his career. Geis, if he stays healthy, will really be a good back. And Antonio Gibson can be something special. Now, he's going to be a work in progress, too. This is a group that is a work in progress. Antonio Gibson's going to have to learn to be a full-time running back, which I believe he can be and really be a good one. Dwayne Haskins at quarterback is a work in progress. He had essentially one year of playing experience at Ohio State. So you got to bring him along slowly. You got to give him a chance to get his feet wet, to feel comfortable in the offense. He's going to be learning a new offense now. But he has the tools. And the thing that's nice about him is that he can do it both ways. He can do it with his feet and he can do it with his arm. And he seems to me to have the kind of poise and approach to things that you need in a quarterback. You know, he just doesn't rely on his physical gifts. He's able to get out there and execute and understand the game and do those things. Now, it's going to come slowly. It does for every quarterback. Peyton had an awful rookie year, but the arrow was up when it was over. He learned a lot from the experience. I think Dwayne's going to have has already learned a lot, and he'll be a lot better this year. But it's going to take him time to understand a new system. So the offense is a work in progress. The defense, I think, has a chance to be pretty special. And with Jack Del Rio, they'll have their feet firmly planted on the ground. The whole team, they'll be focused. They'll play smart football. That you can take to the bank.
Talking to Bill Polian, he built up the Buffalo Bills when they went to 4 straight Super Bowls, won a Super Bowl with the Colts, also was the GM of the Carolina Panthers, a longtime NFL exec. And I wanted kind of your perspective on what supposedly Daniel Snyder and the Redskins were doing, which was they were bringing in Ron Rivera with a coach-centric approach. You were always part of a team with a strong GM, and then the coach focused on his thing. Do you think that this model can work?
Yeah, I worked with a guy named Gibbs, if I recall correctly.
That is true. But he did have Bobby Bethard.
He had Bobby Bethard, that's correct, and he had Charlie Casserly. But still, you know, you have to have someone who occupies the GM's position. The coach can't scout the players. He's got to coach the team. So the question of how that front office is structured and you know, who's the guy, whether it's Kyle or someone else, remains to be seen. But it's still a cooperative effort. But if you give the coach the power to make the ultimate decision, then if he's wise and he's experienced, then Ron Rivera's both, they'll make the right decisions. There's nothing wrong with that. There's more than one way to skin a cat.
Bill, are you surprised that at this point Cam Newton hasn't signed with the team? And are you also surprised that Jameis signed for so cheap in New Orleans?
No to both questions. Jameis first, he didn't have a choice. He was either going to take a very limited contract or have no job at all. And there are probably very few people other than Sean Payton that would be willing to take a chance on someone that threw 30 interceptions. I mean, you cannot win football games doing that, period. End of story. So he's lucky he got that. And maybe with the pressure off him and a chance to work with a guy like Sean and work and be around a guy like Drew Brees, he'll change his approach. And if he does, he's got the tools to be a pretty good quarterback. In Cam's case, he can't, because of the shoulder injury is so critical, no one can really make a judgment on what he can or can't be until such time as they get their hands on him and they see that shoulder and they work him out and all that kind of thing. So I'm not surprised by that at all. When players are able to come in and get physicals, I'm sure people will take a look but right now there really appear to only be backup jobs out there. And then the question is, what is someone willing to pay him financially? under the salary cap, you can't pay a backup quarterback starter money. So if he's a backup, you're going to have to assume that he's going to have to take less money than he made in Carolina.
Bill, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about your thoughts on an upcoming season. You're seeing a major blockade with Major League Baseball right now between the players and the owners, all coming down to money. We'll see what happens there. The NHL and the NBA, I guess they have figured it out, and we just have to figure out where they're going to play and when they're going to start. But the NFL, you know, Goodell usually forges ahead, and Troy Vincent even said, look, we're planning on playing in front of full stadiums. What are your concerns and expectations about the start of the season?
Well, my expectations are that it has a chance to start on time. I listen only to Dr. Fauci, and he has said there's a chance that they can start on time and there's a chance they can play to empty stadiums, but the virus is in charge. That's a very perceptive and wise statement. We don't know what the future holds, but if it's possible to go forward and learn from baseball and basketball's experience, baseball likely will start earlier than basketball. But if you can learn from that experience, then you handle it. The key to all of sport resuming is testing. And you don't want to take tests away from the American public to give to athletes that, you know, the American public badly needs. So the testing issue is critical. And then finally, I suspect that we'll play largely empty stadiums. If you look at the Iowa State situation, they're talking about 50% reduction in capacity, and you know that might be something that's a little aggressive to begin with. But I think there's such a desire to have the games go on that I think we'll play. But the question is, what will it look like? And there, you know, we could do a two-hour show on all of the logistical problems that take place here. But I think the league will deal with them well.
Hmm. Bill Polian, thanks a lot for joining us. He's a Hall of Famer, won a Super Bowl with the Colts, took the Bills to four straight. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you. Yep.
And, yes, I was a Ryan Leaf guy, but I'm saying this once he's gone. I would have said it to him. He was a Lamar Jackson as a wide receiver guy. Right.
Not everybody's right.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody makes mistakes.
I was waiting for you to ask him about that.
For sure. Yeah. Why? You just.
I was kidding.
Yeah. Made a mistake.
Or when the MVP doesn't make the All-Pro team.
Right. Right. Didn't vote for him. Franco Valdez.
Got to take a break, and of course, you could check out, he's got a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast. It's the Inside Football Podcast with Bill Polian. He's a legend. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.